For many cooperative businesses and alternative entrepreneurs, finding the financing to grow can be a major pain, especially for those in the food business. Correspondent Mark Russo attended the Slow Living Conference in Brattleboro to learn how others in our region are tackling this issue. While there, he sat down with two leaders in the field of alternative finance, Raymond Lanza Weil of the Vermont Community Land Fund and Maggie Kahn of the Cooperative Fund of New England.
Hi, this is Mark Russo, and I'm joined today by Raymond Lanza Weil and Maggie Kahn. We're here to talk about community development loans and cooperative businesses. Raymond and Maggie, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark. Nice to be here.
So let's just start. If you could both introduce yourselves and the organizations that you work with. Maggie, let's go to you first.
I am a loan officer for the Cooperative Fund of New England. We are a community development finance institution, a CDFI, and we lend across New England and into New York State. We lend to cooperatives, occasionally to nonprofits, but our mission is to build and sustain the cooperative economy. So our borrowers include food co-ops, worker co-ops, housing co-ops, fishing co-ops, any entity that is democratically controlled, and the nonprofits that we have funded sort of tie into the same basic, I guess what you could call alternative economy, supporting affordable housing and job creation in low-income communities.
And I'm Raymond Lanza Weil, the Director of Business Programs at the Vermont Community Loan Fund, or VCLF. VCLF is a 30-year-old nonprofit organization based in Montpelier that operates statewide. We have two main lines of business. We make loans to affordable housing developers, and we make loans to businesses that can't get bank financing or all the financing they need from a bank. We make loans, and we provide ongoing business advisory services to our borrowers, and that's the main thing we do. Our mission is to improve the lives and the vitality of Vermonters and Vermont communities.
To a layperson, what are the key differences in the ways that your organization lends money compared to more traditional business institutions like a bank?
At VCLF, we are able to take more risk and offer more flexibility than a bank. Banks tend to lend inside of a box that has bold lines around it. We have a lending box as well, but our box has blurrier lines. Sometimes we go outside the lines. We like to color outside the lines. So when we have a business that doesn't qualify for a bank loan, either because of their stage of business or their collateral, or maybe a recent history of not having enough profits, we look for ways to mitigate the risk that's created by those, what the bank sees as deficiencies. What the bank sees as deficiencies, we see as opportunities. A big key to lending for any institution is a belief in management's ability to execute a plan. And we tend to spend a lot of trying to understand management as much as we try to understand cash flow and collateral and the other things that go into any lending decision.
Sounds like you look for additional character relationship in addition to the bottom line.
Absolutely. And I think, again, any lender looks at character as a component. We probably place more emphasis on that. And we're looking for people who want to grow their business and who are willing to get some help with that, who are coachable, if you will. We don't have a test for that, but that's certainly one of the things that distinguishes us from a traditional lender.
And I would add that I think that's true of most CDFIs. It's certainly true of the Cooperative Fund of New England, also CFNE. CFNE came into being in 1975 because traditional lenders would not lend to co-ops because they really don't understand the ownership structure. We started lending to food co-ops that wanted to open storefronts, and the bank would want the owner to co-sign the loan, and the food co-op would have 300 or 1,000 owners, and it just didn't work. So CFNE came into being and then expanded to lending to other kinds of co-ops. And I would say, I would absolutely agree with Raymond, the character of the borrower is really critical. And building a trust relationship between us as the lender and the co-op as the borrower is really key, because the more open the borrower is willing to be with us, the more able we are to sort of help them identify issues and overcome problems and come up with solutions before things reach a critical and sometimes fatal stage, right? And often people are not willing to talk to banks openly with good reason, because banks will, they'll shut you down, they'll foreclose. They have, banks, to be fair, are very strictly regulated by the government. And some of our flexibility comes from being subject to different regulations as a CDFI.
So speaking of CDFIs, this is a bit of alphabet soup that I'm just learning about, because your organizations are CDFIs, your community development financial institutions, but there's also the Community Development Fund Institution Fund, which is a federal program which affects all of these community lending programs. Given the current political climate, what are your thoughts on the health of the CDFI as a federal source of funding?
The CDFI Fund is a part of the U.S. Treasury, and it was established during the Clinton administration, and it's been somewhat immune from political winds. The CDFI Fund enjoys bipartisan support because the CDFI Fund is investing in CDFIs, in community development, through these loan funds that are called CDFIs, and helping low-income and other distressed communities across the country. So as a result, most elected officials have supported the CDFI Fund over the years. The current administration, as other administrations, has tried to cut back on the CDFI Fund's funding, but Congress said no to that and kept it fully funded. The CDFI Fund of the Treasury does indeed make investments in, both in the form of grants and loans, in CDFIs across the country. There's over 1,000 organizations across the country that are designated as CDFIs. The majority of them are nonprofit organizations operating loan funds, but there's also credit unions, banks, and venture capital funds that are all designated as CDFIs, and all of them share a common mission of investing in low-income communities.
You touched on earlier the democratic nature of cooperative businesses, which is a contrast to the way that many conventional businesses are run, which are non-democratic. Can you speak to the benefits of cooperative and democratic business ownership for local communities and for the broader regional and national economy?
I'd be happy to do that. There are some privately held sole proprietorship businesses where employees can be very involved in decision-making. Even with those, ultimate decision-making always rests with the owner. When you have a business that is a cooperative, and some of the cooperatives that we work with, the worker co-ops, are businesses that have been sold by the owners to the workers. They do that, and this is relevant to your question, because when the workers own the company is going to stay in the community. The money that the company generates is going to stay in the community. Co-ops serve often very specific and important needs in communities, whether it's a retail service providing food, like a food co-op, or a landscaping company. They hire local people, and they are not going to sell out to their competition. These companies are never going to pick up and move to the South or to Mexico or subcontract out their work to China or wherever, India, call centers, wherever. They're really based in the community because it's community people, and more than one of them, I would, by our definition, more than three of them, who own the company and who keep that money in the community. And the other thing is that what it is it's not just a decent job with a decent income. It's an opportunity for the owners to build wealth and really build a stake in the business and in their community.
And how? That seems like a great note to let you folks get back to the importantest business you have to attend. But before I let you go, do you have any recommendations for any entrepreneurs or interested parties who might be listening to find resources about community loans in their area or any other cooperative resources available?
Well, I have a couple of suggestions. One is certainly search on the internet for CDFIs in your area, but also, at least in Vermont, the Small Business Development Centers are a very robust network of advisors who are very familiar with all of the financing resources available in the state. I think every state has SBDCs, Small Business Development
Centers. We do in New York. There's an Albany SBDC.
Absolutely. And SBDCs can be a great resource for finding your financing options and for finding the other resources you might need for your business.
There is also a national association of CDFIs called the Opportunity Finance Network. And their website, which is ofn.org, I think, has you can find listings of CDFIs in your area through that website. And I would also add for people in Vermont who are interested in finding out more about cooperatives, the Vermont Employee Ownership Center is, I think, a pretty good resource. There is not a similar entity in New York State.
Unfortunately, in New York, for our leadership in many fields, cooperative business ownership, we are definitely lagging behind Vermont.
Many states are lagging behind Vermont, I would say.
Well, it's a blessing to have such a progressive neighbor. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.